Grounded theory is a very common research design. Grounded theory can be either realist or interpretive, and this study that I'm about to present is more of the interpretive kind. The example study is the intersection of organizational identity, knowledge and practice, attempting strategic change via knowledge grafting by Nag and co-authors. And this is a grounded theory study, and what grounded theory means is that on some level it means that the theory is built from data. In an extreme case, a researcher goes to the field and starts to study something as if a clean slate without any ideas of what the theory might be. But more generally, grounded theory refers to something where you enter the field, you might have some ideas of what you might find or what you might study, but you might not fully have the concepts. So in grounded theory, the concepts typically emerge from the data, and they emerge from the data through a process called coding that I'll show in this talk. The example article, the case, this is a single case study, and it presents or tells the story of this company called Tecmar. And the Tecmar used to be an engineering organization that was spun out from a larger organization. And then they started developing their identity as an independent business, but they remained very technology oriented. Then the management tried to make the organization more business oriented by bringing in business people to run the organization. The scientists and engineers then reacted to this negatively, and this study documents how the scientists and engineers in the organization understood the situation as a threat to their power in the organization, as a threat to their identity, and ultimately resisted the knowledge graft initiative, which then failed. This study follows the GIA method, and in contrast to the Eisenhardt method, this method is much more interpretive. It focuses on understanding how the people in the organization understand the situation. And how this study is carried out is that the interviews are coded, and coding means that you seek meaning from the interviews, and then you slowly increase the level of abstraction. So in contrast to Eisenhardt type of case study, where you try to establish facts from cases and do triangulation, here you build your understanding of what is going on by conceptually analyzing the data from the ground up. The outcome of this study, this kind of study, is typically a narrative of what's going on, which is supported by quotes from the data and some graphical illustration of the process or the theory that the study develops. The theory is not supposed to be generalizable or presented in the form of propositions, but it's more of a narrative description of how we can understand the case. In terms of these three types of studies that the book presents, this is an interpretive study, and it's more like what is going on study, like more abductive than an inductive case study research where you would seek patterns. So there's no pattern seeking, there's more like seeking of understanding of what is going on and how people interpret the situation. In terms of the paradigm, this goes to the interpretive box because it's not focused on studying objective reality, but people's perceptions of reality. In terms of research design, this is a combination of field research and archival study, and it's partly archival because the researchers gain access to the research site when the knowledge grafting initiative, where these marketing people were brought to the organization, had already started. So they had to cover the early parts of the knowledge graft initiative through archival records. The research process is very iterative. There is data analysis and data collection go hand in hand, and it's explained here. In this kind of study, you typically have a fairly long section of data collection because you're collecting data typically over a longer period of time as events unfold. And when you try to understand how people see the situation, then there might be conflicting understanding of the situation, and you have to be very sensitive to your informants. And this is something that is emphasized in this research method section, like how do you get these people to talk frankly about things that can be kind of related to conflicts in the organization. In the analytical approach, something called coding plays a large role. And coding in this case refers to abstracting the data. So you look at certain fragments of text, and then from those text fragments, you extract meaning. So for example, here they show examples of coding. So these are quotes from the actual interviews that they have. And then they identify that these two interviews, A1 and A2, talk about the need for more market pull. These interviews talk about the need for viewing clients as important. So you gain these smaller abstractions, or you label these texts with these abstractions. And once you have established this first level coding, then you combine these first level codes into higher level codes, and ultimately you have something like this kind of like what they call data structure. So you might have this identity change imperative, which includes a need for market pull and need for viewing clients as more important. And then you have other concepts here. So the idea is that the concepts emerge from the theory. And once you have the concepts emerging from the theory, then you typically tell a story. You might have a timeline like this in the study. This kind of study often concludes with the diagram presenting the theory. And this particular case, the theory contains two feedback loops. So the first feedback loop starts with formal attempts to change the knowledge use practices in an organization. But how knowledge is used in an organization then threatens power relations. And then that caused provoked the engineers and scientists to try to maintain the current organizational identity, which in turn created challenges for the knowledge in use initiative, and that in turn re-energized the management to try even harder to push new knowledge use practices. This interacted with changing the organizational identity, and then that provoked these engineers to try to preserve the current practices, preserve the current power relations, and then that caused a block for implementing the organizational identity change. And then that re-energized the management to try even harder. So ultimately, this study and this theory is how people perceive themselves in the organization, how they perceive their identity, and how that affects power relations, and how that affects the organizational outcomes. So it is this kind of grounding theory study is very much about understanding how the people understand the situation, in contrast to more quantitative oriented studies that might quantify and compare cases versus whether they are high and low on certain attributes, like the Eisenhardt type multiple case study.